Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Under center, Caleb Williams on 1st and 10 takes the snap, fakes the handoff. Works to his right. Now looks. Rainbows. Deep down the left side for DJ Moore. Over the shoulder catch. Touchdown, Chicago. They beat Keyshawn Nixon. And the game is over. 22-16, Chicago. Unbelievable. For the first time since 2018, the Bears have beaten the Packers in Chicago. It took overtime. Caleb Williams with the touchdown pass to end it.
And end it he did. It's Wayne Larrivee, WTMJ.
It is beautiful.
It is.
Especially that it was Keyshawn Nixon, the guy who intercepted the ball to end the game in Green Bay, and the guy who cheap shotted DJ Moore on the first drive.
In the back, and then to have DJ Moore win that ball over Keyshawn Nixon was pretty, pretty cool. It's a Spiegel and Holmes show. We're here with you on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. Let's welcome in Kurt Warner.
We will rally around Kurt Warner.
Kurt Warner.
You're a big horse, and you must be ridden every Monday night.
Two-time NFL MVP.
They talk about this, the greatest show on turf, maybe the best offense ever in football.
Super Bowl champion.
Warner to throw. Going deep downfield. Adjusting for it is Isaac Bruce. Touchdown. 73 yards.
Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Not just the NFL Hall of Fame. And I wear that as a badge of honor, because without pro football, in all its forms and fashions, I'm not here tonight.
Radio analyst for Westwood One Sports.
Metcalf throwing bodies aside like the rag dolls to break tackles and get a 28-yard touchdown reception from Aaron Rodgers.
No, that is exactly why they brought him here. Talk about a game of inches. That throw just beat the defensive back of the Dolphins by about 3 inches. And then you mentioned it. DK Metcalf throwing white jerseys all over and finding his way into the end zone.
NFL Network analyst.
The Bears.
Kurt Warner with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
We always love talking with Kurt Warner after a Bears game. This segment with Kurt Warner is brought to you by Plumbers 911. Plumbing emergency. Call the plumbing professionals. Available 24-7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. It's also brought to you by Great Clips. It's going to be great. Kurt joins us here on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Kurt, thanks so much for joining us. As you can imagine, Chicago is jubilant right now after what happened on Saturday night.
Yeah, they should be. I mean, come on. This is what it's all about. And especially, I think, in year one, you know, with Ben Johnson, I think there was expectations, but I'm not sure there were these kind of expectations. So to exceed those expectations, to find yourself in the playoffs still with a couple games to go, you know, to get a win over the Packers after, you know, losing to the Packers a couple weeks. I mean, so many things and so many boxes have been checked here in year one. Now, I know this is going to lead to high expectations in year two, no matter how this thing plays out. But you know, rightfully so. This team, to me, has continued to prove people wrong, continue to make people believers, and have exceeded all expectations that I surely had for them coming into the season. So it's got to be a good time in Chicago right now.
Yeah, man, exceeded expectations for all of us. It's six wins when they were trailing with 2 minutes to go. You know, it's crazy, Kurt. It doesn't, I don't know how sustainable it is. Probably not very sustainable unless they get better, but still. All right, take us through what your thoughts were or are on the closing touchdown, on the walk-off touchdown, a play that most people in this town will never, ever forget.
I mean, just a great play call and a great setup throughout the game. And you know, this is what makes great coordinators or great coaches, is the ability to see into the future when you're calling plays and to set things up for later in the game. And, you know, there was a lot of, you know, kind of that 13 personnel that the Bears run a lot of plays out of it. Obviously a lot of run plays out of it, some naked bootlegs and stuff out of it. But they ran it a number of times in that game. And, you know, when they ran the football out of it. You know, I'm sure they practiced this play a bunch of times, and then it was one of those, oh, it's got to be the right situation for it. You never know. You know, you might practice it a bunch of times and never run it in a game. But they get into overtime, and they're getting right into that, you know, kind of that window where you're getting into field goal range, you know, especially with the wind. You know, where is that spot? Maybe a little different than normal games, but kind of right in that area of the field. So I'm sure the Packers, you'll see a lot of teams in the league, like when a team gets right on the cusp of field goal range, they blitz. They come after them in hopes of trying to create a negative play to not let them get into field goal range. And so they were right in that window. Line up in that 13 personnel again, your heavy run formation. Obviously, with the wind, you're not throwing the football a whole bunch. And those safeties are playing real tight to the line of scrimmage, ready to fill and stop the run. So you come back with the one play action that you've run out of that, and you get everybody up, and you get your one-on-one matchup that you're looking for, you know, with DJ Moore, and then, you know, unbelievable throw in the wind to drop that thing 55, 60 yards on the money. You know, I mean, just executed perfectly across the board from the timing of the play call, the way it was executed, and then the catch and the throw on top of it was just, I mean, couldn't have drawn it up any better to be able to finish a game and kind of punch your ticket into the playoffs.
It's interesting because DJ and Caleb and Ben said when they practiced it, it looked exactly like that. Like exactly. So that, like the angle that DJ took, the way that the ball went, and all of that, which is kind of amazing. But also Caleb said, I just wanted to throw it out there, let DJ go get it. DJ said, I just had to slow down my pace to make sure the ball hit where my hands go. So do both a quarterback and a wide receiver adjust on a deep ball like that?
Well, I mean, you liked it. I mean, it's really kind of, I think that's a great example of what we've been talking about all year long with Caleb. When, you know, I tell you guys about when a guy throws a fastball, throws 100 miles an hour, there is no ability for adjustment. It is either there or it's not there. You know, the receiver, you know, can't see the flight of it and you know, put on, you know, a little extra juice to get there. They can't slow down to hold off a defender, you know, and figure out where the pace is. It's like when we throw a go ball, we always say we want to put air under it. The higher it is, because once it turns over is when a wide receiver can gauge, okay, now I can feel where it's coming down and I can adjust my course to that. When we throw it flat, it just keeps going and it's either there or it's not there. And so I think that's a great example of what we've been talking about all year in terms of the more of the pace you can take off the football or, you know, the fastball and you can throw more of a changeup, Now your receivers can actually see the ball and they can help you to be successful. They can slow down. They can speed up. They can change the course of their route, whether they're going high or going flat. And now they can attack the football where it's at. And, that lack of velocity allows them more time to make those adjustments and make the proper adjustments. And that's where touch becomes so important, because it increases your margin of error as a quarterback. It's not just, hey, I either hit the bullseye or I don't. It's okay if I don't hit the bullseye. I can hit, the red stripe here or the white stripe there, as long as I give my receiver the ability to adjust and get to that football. And that's kind of what DJ's saying there, is the ball's out there, especially with the wind. Don't know how it's going to play, but he puts it out there. Oh, I know I got the defensive back on my back. Now, if I slow down, he can't get around me. He's got to go through me. And I play it perfectly where I catch the ball out in front of me instead of kind of running past it. And now the DB can get his hands in there and get a chance to knock the football away. And so I think it very much speaks to that same idea we've been talking about all year long with, where that step needs to be taken with Caleb in terms of, being able to understand the different kinds of throws that you have to make.
Kurt, every week that you're on with us, it's great because you get to talk to Bears fans about what's going on with their team. If a Bears fan came up to you and was like, Kurt, you've done all of this, you've won all the big games, you've won all the awards, what do you think we have here in our quarterback? What would you say to them?
Well, I would say right now what you have is a quarterback that plays his best in the biggest moment. And, maybe not as consistent as some other quarterbacks, maybe not the efficiency level that you want to see each and every time out. But the beautiful thing is in year two, you're seeing a quarterback that is playing at his highest level in the biggest pressure moments. I talk oftentimes about, quarterbacks. And, I think we have this idea that the best quarterbacks elevate their play in the biggest moment. Like they play better than they play through the rest of the, normal games in pressure moments. And what I believe is that, the best quarterbacks play at their highest standard, not just at the beginning of the game, but at the end of games. And other guys kind of shrink in those moments, because I think you're going to play your best, whatever that best is, as much as you possibly can. And then it's hard to elevate from there. But I do think certain quarterbacks allow the pressure to affect them negatively, and they don't play their best football. They don't play up to their standard in those moments. That, to me, has been the beautiful thing about Caleb Williams is I know for most games he probably would say, I didn't meet my standard for most games. But if you talk to him through those six games where they came back in the last 2 minutes to win or they win in overtime, I bet he would say, that's the standard. That's how I want to play, consistently for the rest of my career. The beautiful thing is when they've needed it, when they've been in close games, he has played to that standard and played his best football. And that's, I think, the thing that you hang on to. And that's where you were saying, well, I don't know if it's sustainable. The beautiful thing is that the team has played well enough to put them in those tight games over and over and over again. It hasn't necessarily been because the quarterbacks played at that level, but what they've done is, hey, we're good enough to keep us in games. Now you go win it for us. And that's what they've seen from their young quarterback. That's been the beautiful part of, of where the Bears are right now. And again, I think they're ahead of schedule and specifically ahead of schedule because their young quarterback is going to have to get better for them to be in this position, for the next 10 to 12 years when, he's their starting quarterback. But that's been the one thing that I continue to take away is that when the pressure's on, he meets his standard, better than he has at any other point in time in games.
What does it take for a head coach to have this type of success in year one?
I think the biggest thing is no matter when you have the success, one of the biggest things when any coach comes in is, every coach when they're, hired on to be the head coach, they bring a message, right? They've got, way, hey, this is how we're going to do it. This is how we're going to achieve success. This is the plan that we're going to have. And what you're looking for as players is, that plan to play out, right? What they said to work the way they said it was going to work and for you to have success with it. Whether that's in year one or year three, it doesn't matter. You know, the good coaches are the ones that have a plan, and because of their plan, you start to have success. And that to me is what this kind of stuff means for a guy like Ben Johnson. He came in and said, this is how we're going to do it. This is how we're going to build it. This is the play I'm going to call, you know, just like that play in overtime. This is how we're going to, this is what we're going to call in a critical situation. This is how it's going to play out. Cause they all said, oh, that's how it played out in practice. Like they told them ahead of time, when we call this, this is how it will play out. You make the throw, you make the catch, we'll have a touchdown and we'll win the game. And when you go out on the field and that stuff works, that's where the buy-in truly comes in, is that this guy saw it, this guy had the vision, this guy had the plan, and we followed the plan, and it's working just like he said it works. And so now, the next time he says that, and the next time, I remember talking to Daniel Jones earlier when we were covering a game that they were doing, and he said what he loved so much about Shane Steichen, where Shane Steichen would, you know, draw up these plays on the board, and he goes, okay, and this is how it's going to work, and they're going to play this coverage, and this is going to happen, and this guy's going to be open. And then they go out and run it, and it plays out just like that, and that guy's open. And so the next time Shane says that, Daniel's like, well, yeah, it is going to be open. I believe you 100%. I'm in. Let's go. Let's run it. And that's the kind of stuff that, you know, as a head coach, the beautiful things is when those things play out, now the players just go, okay, what's next? Whatever you say, I believe it. I'll do it. I'll put in the work. If you say I have to do this, so this happens, I'll do that because – I believe whatever you say is going to happen. And I think that's where this team is and the confidence they have in their head coach.
Yeah, you know, after the game, Ben called his quarterback clutch, and Caleb said, I have the best coach in the world in his post game. So, like, yep. there is a love affair blooming. It's quite something. All right, Kurt Warner, I'd been wanting to ask you about this. He throws the touchdown to Jahdae Walker on fourth down when it's cover zero. And the play right before it is also cover zero, I believe. As
yes,
was.
It was.
Yes, right? And he, that one
and
was.
One other time earlier in the game.
Yes. When he, and he had an intentional grounding on that one where he threw it and actually.
And I tweeted, have a pressure plan like I do every week.
I'm so glad we're talking about this because it like you gotta, as a quarterback, you have to have a pressure, like you have to love that they're blitzing you, right? And I feel like he's not there yet, but man, on fourth down, he throws what Brady called it, a fadeaway jumper, like Steph Curry to Jahdae Walker. He's backpedaling again for sure.
The undrafted free agent who barely made the team.
Incredible, incredible. But like, so what do you see when Caleb is trying to beat cover zero or not, and he finally did on a fourth down play to tie the game?
Well, the reason I tweet it every week is because I see it hurt teams every week, and it's twofold. It's quarterbacks seemingly unaware of the pressure situation and, you know, that they have to come up with some kind of answer, and schemes that aren't building in answers for their quarterbacks. So even if their quarterbacks are aware, there's nowhere for their quarterback to go in terms of salvaging the play against that pressure. And it drives me crazy. It's negative play after negative play every single week. It costs teams every single week. And in that game, when that happened in those critical situations, I'm thinking to myself, this is going to cost them this game. They're going to keep pressuring him because they don't have an answer. He didn't have an answer as a quarterback. They didn't have an answer in their scheme as if they've practiced it. And we know, hey, if this happens, this is what you're doing with the football. I mean, the one, they brought it, and you could tell. He, like you said, his potential, he just turned and threw it out of bounds because he had no plan. Like, there was nothing he could do in that situation. He just threw it out of bounds. And, you know, and I know it worked out for them on the fourth down, but it worked out because Green Bay screwed it up. You know, Green Bay messed up the combo coverage and left the guy wide open in the back of the end zone. If they don't do that and they actually cover it right, I don't know if they win that game. And I don't know if we're talking about them punching their ticket to the playoffs, because they didn't have an answer. There was a short throw underneath that in normal situations, I shouldn't say that. In normal situations, either one of those throws could have been the blitz zero answer. And the way Caleb did it, you have to retreat away from the pressure. You got to buy time, and then you got to lay it to the back of the end zone for the corner. So that could have been the answer, or there was a quick throw underneath it where it's, hey, I got to get it out to that guy, and he's got to make his guy miss and get into the end zone. This one happened to work out for him, and it's great. But they need to do a better job of building it into their scheme and Caleb being aware of those pressure situations for the future. Like, if I see that as a defensive guy, I'm going in every week going, okay, you know, we got to find ways to get pressure and to get extra runners at Caleb Williams, because they don't really have answers. The answer is, you know, buy time and you know, bail yourself out, take off running and make a play. And that's just not a good enough answer, you know, over and over and over again. And so it is an area where I think they have to get better. I think there's a lot of teams in the NFL that have to get better. But they were fortunate in that situation that Green Bay doubled the underneath guy and left the deep guy free. So it became an easy pitch and catch for the, you know, for the touchdown. But it is something that concerns me moving forward.
Kurt, as always, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you guys as well, and we'll talk soon.
You're the best. Thanks,
yes,
Kurt.
Yes, we will. That is Kurt Warner with some great stuff on your quarterback. My partner, Matt Spiegel, he went to the game, and he didn't know what to expect going to the game. He's going to share with you. He was actually there. He's not one of the people that are going to lie about this 10 years from now and say they were at that game. The 250,000 people who are going to tell you that they were at that game. But along with that, we want to take your phone calls. How do you feel right now? What's it been like? I've got some stories from walking around the city the last couple of days that I want to share too. 312-644-6767 is the number. Speedy's going to tell you about his day at Soldier Field next on The Score.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Will get it first. It's Bo Melton on the return. And spinning his way up across the 30 where he's stacked up there. And a penalty flag. Multiple penalty flags. Pile moves forward. There's four penalty flags on the field. Did the ball come out? Is the play dead? What a way to start. Bears say they have the ball. What do the officials say? So the Packers keep possession. possession, despite the fact that the Bears say they had it. This is how we start the game. There's a looks like a face mask to Marco Jackson there. That's going to be the penalty. You can't jump on the top of the pile like that.
That looks kind of fun, KB. He's like surfing the wave. What's wrong with that?
Well, it's great if you're in Tahiti.
From the top rope, boom.
It did look fun until you see the pile move. Then it doesn't look fun at all because you're going to fall and you have no way to catch yourself.
That's a dude who got demoted because Tremaine Edmonds is back healthy, wanting to have an impact just a little too much and being a little out of control from the get-go, right?
Yeah, it's funny that all week the Bears are like, we were a little too amped up the last time we played the Packers. And then they immediately came out there, were amped up again.
Yeah, they were more amped up this time.
You know what? I think that that crowd may have had something to do with it.
That crowd was something. As I walked across with my buddy John across the 18th Street footbridge, I felt what you guys had told me about on Friday, that energy together with the group, and you go under the tunnels that you got to go through, and everybody's chanting Green Bay sucks, and the energy gets...
Guys are playing drums, there's a lot going on.
The vibes are elite. The vibes are elite as you're getting in there, and it was easy to get in. It was fun to get in. And then you're there, and everybody's got a white towel. The Golden Knights Army parachute team comes in, and it feels like this enormous event. And because it is. And then when it starts, that crackling, ferocious energy was unlike any sporting event I've ever been to. I mean, this is certainly the best football game I've ever been to. But it's just so unique. Football, it's a violent kind of energy. It's different than a baseball game or a basketball game. It's more like a hockey game, a little bit, because there's a violence to the energy. It felt crazy powerful to be a part of. Everybody's kind of powerful together.
And that in particular matchup is tribal.
Yes. And that's what it had. And there were Packers fans. We all know why fights break out. Because that's your starting point right there.
And then you add alcohol.
Dude, and there was some of that going on. Why people will drink to the point of not being able to even watch the game when you've spent $250 to be... I mean, I do get it. I've had portions of my life where I get it, but I don't recommend it. But that crazy, ferocious energy where you feel like we're all going to come together as one giant Voltron and be like a giant Godzilla and just like swallow the Packers whole and climb out of the stadium and march down the lakefront. Like, that's what it feels like, you know?
It's like when a college team has a big upset and they take the goalpost and they throw it in the river or the lake or wherever. Right. And you just see, where are they going? How are they going to get that out of there?
We would have taken the goalpost to the State of Illinois building.
That's how it feels. And, there is something about the actual amplification of going under the Waldron deck.
Yeah, for sure.
Where it's now it's time.
Right. But so that energy at kickoff, it stayed for the whole defensive possession. And it starts mixing with the righteous rage at the refs. Because we're all seething together about calls. Like that first roughing the passer on Booker, that was a crap call, I think. But anyway, and
I saw Righteous Rage at the Shrine back in 98. They were great.
And it's great Bears first drive, first offensive drive, where everybody's trying to quiet down and let the offense do its thing. And that's a beautiful dynamic to be a part of. But the fourth down cuteness by Ben Johnson and the wild snap deflated the entire freaking place. It got quiet and progressively more dead for 3.5 quarters.
I could hear it. It felt like a lot of grumble. Like there's a lot of...
There's a whole lot of... There's grumbling. There's questioning. Eventually, there was a lot of, if we can't beat Malik Willis... Like, if you're going to lose to Malik Willis, then you don't deserve to make the playoffs.
Hey, Matt LaFleur had a plan with Malik Willis.
He did.
It was pretty damn good.
But Bears fans that I'm chatting with are like, man, is our whole season a lie? Like, has this all just been a mirage? Like, you go to that kind of negative place, and you feel it as a crowd, and they feel it. This is Ben Johnson from postgame talking about the dips and how his team didn't give in to it.
The fans kind of come in to life again, you know, once we got a little momentum going in the fourth quarter. But our guys, they don't miss a beat.
Yeah, whatever. The fans missed a beat. There was lots of beats missing. It was dead at halftime. By the way, a dude recognized me at halftime, Lawrence, and loves the show. And he immediately says, I don't know if you noticed, but DA needs to stop playing two high safeties on every play when Malik is in there. I don't know if you clocked that. Like, he immediately went to X's and O's and just started talking ball.
That's beautiful.
It was freaking beautiful.
I thought you were going to say he's ass where speaks.
No,
he's
no.
Right next to me.
No, but I realized this is the thing about football. It's like the momentum shifts, the energy and the edge when you feel like a team is starting to feel it, as opposed to baseball where, you know, it's debatable. In football, it's undeniable. It is real. Everybody knows it. It's like everything, because it matters. So look, the onside kick, I don't want to take up too much time because we got calls.
Take your time.
The onside kick brought everybody back finally in a way of like, did that just happen? Is this possible? Are we actually, we don't deserve to be in this. How is this even possible? So we all started feeling it. And eventually, the DJ touchdown, I mean, Caleb said it in his post game about what he felt when the DJ touchdown happens.
The stadium, you know, went live.
Yeah, it went live. The whole freaking place goes live. Delirious celebration. High fives with strangers. Hugs. Some people leaving to start beating the rush. I'm like, what are you doing?
Never.
What are you doing?
You're pot committed. You got to stay.
I stood and I watched that celebration. We were behind the Bears bench on that side.
That's the beautiful part of that.
It's so unique, Lawrence, to right? To that visual.
Caleb took a victory lap in Soldier Field and it was beautiful.
I watched him do it. I watched him. He took, after he did all his interviews, he does that victory lap, high-fiving people in the front row. Pretty much all the way around, at least like three quarters of the way around. And the visual of seeing every player on that team and all the support staff and the coaches all celebrating with whoever and doing their interviews. I watched every player celebrate until they ran off. Saw Caleb do his tour and I thought, well, maybe I could beat the crowd that way. No, it was 45 minutes to walk to the 18th Street footbridge and get over back into the South Loop. And you're in a filthy mass of humanity sharing body heat and everything. But you're grinning and you're chanting and you're talking with people about the game. A dude who I just started talking with on the bridge made a comp. He said, I think that was like our version of the Hail Mary game last year where all those things had to go right.
And that's fair. That's a fair assessment.
I thought it was a great comp by random dude on the footbridge as we talked through the game on our way out. Like it was a phenomenal experience. I'm thrilled I was there. And like we said at the top, people are going to lie for decades and say they were there.
The beautiful thing about where I live is that Hyde Park is east of downtown. As weird as that sounds, it's if you like go to the 11th floor here and you look south, you got to look pretty east to because you know, think about it. Stony Island itself is 1600 east, State Street is 00, right? Yeah. So 2 miles east. So we're talking really east. So I can hear some stuff like if there's a concert or whatever at Soldier Field, I can hear the fireworks from Navy Pier occasionally when I open up the windows. I love to do this. White Sox, obviously, too. Home runs hit. I can hear the fireworks going off at 35th and Shields. I was curious because it's late, right? It's 11 o'clock or whatever. I'm curious what I would hear if I opened up the windows. And I was like, I wonder if I'll hear any of my neighbors. And I did. And I heard my neighbors going crazy on the touchdown pass. And then you could hear like a murmur from the lakefront, like, and that's the only place that it could be coming from, right?
Wow.
You hear that, and then
from all the way there,
right? And so then I was walking around Sunday during the noon games. I was like, I'm going Christmas shopping. There's some stuff I wanted to pick up, and I'm looking, and it's everyone in Bears gear. Like everyone, it felt like the city decided that people were just going to be out. They were going to be in their colors. And I was in four or five different neighborhoods yesterday looking for different things and just seeing how happy people are. It's Christmas time, so there's that part too. But seeing people put their bear stuff on.
Man.
I go home and I watch the Lions game. I do Fox last night with Tina Nguyen and Lou and our guy Chris Emma. I park in our garage here. We're right off of Lake Street. And Fox is right across the street from us. So I'm walking down the ramp over here, and I see a guy in a bear's costume, like with the bear mouth.
Like a furry bear costume.
Yes, like it's like a big old like bear
like the
jacket.
One from Workaholics. Like,
yes, yes.
Have the head on top.
Yes, you nailed it. That and he's got the claws out, and he's just got the biggest bleep eaten grin on his face. And I'm like, man, Chicago just needed this and wanted it, and is loving every second
every
of it.
Every second.
And
of
why
it.
Not? Like, it was also nice enough the last couple of days to, like, be outside.
For sure.
And walk around and pound your chest a little bit.
But we know that nothing unifies this town like when the Bears are good.
Facts.
Nothing. Like, even the Jordan Bulls years, I mean, it was all awesome, but some people didn't like basketball for whatever reasons. Like, Cubs years have White Sox stink on it for some people. Nothing unifies this town like this.
I'll give you a perfect example of what you're talking about. One of the places that I stopped yesterday was in Wrigleyville, and I was like, damn it, because I forgot that they have their, like, Kris Kringle market going on, right?
Yes.
And now it's in... outside instead of inside the ballpark. So it was packed over there.
At Gallagher Way.
At Gallagher Way. And I'm laughing because I saw a guy walking down Clark. And I was in Wrigleyville Sports to pick up something. I saw a guy walking down Clark with his girlfriend. And they were clearly going to this thing. Bears hat, White Sox hoodie. And I was like, yep.
Yeah, oh,
that,
yeah.
That completely sure. makes sense.
Hey, but it could have been Bears hat and Cub hoodie for a lot of people.
That's what most of it was.
Sure.
But you knew, like, the one guy is like, that's what you mean. Like, divided by that, unified by the Bears.
100%.
And the Bears being good.
100%.
It was beautiful. Here's what we're going to do. We had our chance to talk about it. We're going to give you your chance to talk about it. 312-644-6767 is the number. How do you feel about all of this? We're talking about the Bears, you know, the playoff-bound Bears on the Spiegel and Holmes show here on the Score.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Four. Spiegel and Holmes.
All right, well, we navigated that pretty well. I was worried. But I'm always worried. So.
That's your thing.
Yeah, that's my bit.
Afternoons on the Score.
Shotgun snap, Williams. Packers blitz. Fading off his back foot. Throws back corner for the leaping catch by John Day Walker. Touchdown, Chicago. Walker left all alone. The undrafted rookie did not have a catch in the NFL before tonight. His second career grab is a touchdown with 24 seconds to go in the fourth quarter on fourth down at Soldier Field. And the Bears are an extra point from tying the game.
I mean, they went zero coverage, and that means that they are going to bring one more than you can block. And he is free to the quarterback, but Caleb Williams does a tremendous job of backpedaling, and then just an absolute mistake by Nixon at the corner position allows Walker to get all alone in the corner of the end zone for a touchdown.
Nate Gatter and Ryan Leaf on the call on that one.
Nice description by Nate Gatter and great context on Jahdae Walker in real time. I love when people do their research like that. Undrafted free agent, first career catch earlier tonight.
Alex, let's see if we can find Nate Gatter. Let's talk with him when Speaks is on holiday. Let's talk with the people now. They're not on holiday. 312-644-6767 is the number. Hey, James, you're on the score.
Fellas, what a game. So real quick, I'm going to bounce around a little bit. I'm 53. I was at every game in 85. I was there when Walter broke the record.
Wow.
My mother was working at the Lake Forest Polo Club. I remember Wilbur coming out. It was always the last one to come out, dude. He was awesome looking specimen. Anyway, I'm in the moment fan, guys. I'm in the moment. I'm not one of the guys sit back. I'm texting people. Caleb, I'm just calling myself out, right? The reason why is because it's almost like LaFleur's in our headset sometimes, man. Offensively and defensively, it's frustrating sometimes when we play the Packers because we just cannot. We get out schemed. We got out coached and out schemed for almost three and a half quarters, or however many. Almost four quarters. We were just getting dismantled. Thank God they didn't put the ball in the end zone. We played some really good
James, yeah. I want you to take a deep breath through your nose, okay, and out your mouth, okay.
And then tell us about the moment.
There you go.
At the end of this game when they won it and what that was like for you.
Yeah, what it was like for me is 14, I don't want to see him play football no more. I was wondering why Washington got rid of him. He's done. Put 20 in. Let the kid play.
Okay.
The throw to DJ was next level. And then the throw to the kid was off. But that was been waiting for that all year. You guys been talking. I've been waiting for them to drop one in a bucket all year, right?
Yeah,
let's be honest. You guys were.
All right, we got it.
That one was in the bucket. That one was in the bucket, and it was special. And Olamide Zaccheaus' drop on a beautiful ball from Caleb on a runner's ball that OZ also fell down. He had Cole Kmet disease or Kellen Davis disease, where he falls down for no reason.
And then doesn't tip or pay the check.
I thought that was Scottie Pippen disease.
Nope.
It's Kellen Davis disease, too?
Here's what I want. I want that caller to switch to chamomile and Diet Coke. No, wait, that's got caffeine in it, right?
It does. Sprite. Sprite is better.
That's what I want him to switch to.
He told us he was going to come bouncing in with ideas. He literally did.
He's definitely bouncing.
He did.
Hey, Cameron, you're on the score.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How's it going?
Wonderful.
Man, I'll take whatever that last caller was taking, man, for real.
Don't drive, though. Don't drive.
It's a long week for me, so. Man. Listen, I want to tell you this right now. This Bears team, there's something happening here. There's some level of divinity. You can't explain it. Look at all the games that they've just happened to win in the last seconds. It's absolutely crazy, man. What I'm going to ask you guys, though, because I did do right after the win, you know, first of all, I couldn't catch my breath. I almost passed out. The next day, Sunday, I booked the nail salon appointment, and I'm getting Caleb on the right hand on the nails. I want to get Caleb Clutch on the left, but that's six letters. I got five fingers, so I don't know if the CH is going to fit on the pinky. You know what else?
You could do L. How about LU on the middle finger? See, or UT on the middle finger.
Here's what I would say: that you just melt it down three apiece and get Iceman.
Iceman, and just do a three and three.
Do a three and three,
or you acquire a sixth finger.
Like Antonio Alfonseca will help you out, according to Jesse Rogers.
See if you can add a sixth finger somehow. Other than that, we're out of ideas.
Hey, Doug, you're on the score.
How's it going? I'll age myself and say there used to be an extra finger you could buy in a spy kit back in the 60s. So I won't say that I was one of the 350,000, but I was at the Fog Bowl. The thing I find miraculous is, you know, DJ gets creamed, reminiscent of Charles Martin, Kenneth Stills type hit in the back. And it's a miracle that he's in there till the end of the game. And the terrible irony would have been if he didn't catch it and they didn't call the pass interference. And my question on for you guys is, why do these personal fouls seem so subjective? And what should that penalty be?
Because they're done by people.
Yeah, because people are actually doing it. It's why craziness from like Puka Nacua, just in terms of the refs or other people questioning the refs, it's humans. It's humans subjective, and you got a chance. But like, because that should have been PI.
Yes, I was surprised that there wasn't a flag thrown, and I don't know if they were waiting to see if DJ caught the ball or not. But I mean, he went over his eyes to make the play. And the beauty, of course, is one, that's the guy who hit him earlier in the game. And two, that's the guy that made the really smart play in the game 2 weeks ago to come off of his man and make the interception on the throw into the end zone.
These athletes are different than us in terms of their body chemistry. The way that they recover multiple times within a game is astonishing. And DJ Moore, on that first drive, he caught a swing pass and ran for what, 12 or 15 with it on that first drive, like two plays after the cheap shot.
Yep.
He's lying there on the ground after this catch, and I'm like, oh, is he just relaxing because he knows he won it? He said, no, he was hurt.
He was hurt and he was juiced, and that's how he ended up getting the false start penalty late in the game too, because he's like running these routes. He's coming all the way back, and he's like, I'm tired. Right. I can't get lined up.
And so Brisker goes over there and does the fake CPR on him to revive him, which is amazing, and then DJ's up and he's feeling it.
And DJ after the game was legendary.
Beautiful.
The stuff he did on Fox, and I was laughing because I'm like, oh, well, I'm looking at the time. I'm like, oh, safe harbor. Here we are. Because he was out here making references. And I appreciated that from DJ Moore. The fact that he's F the Packers always.
The Packers always.
Because you know it's F the Packers always.
And that dude, I'm so glad we spent time on him on Friday.
Me too.
Praising him. He's never been on a winner since high school, folks. And now he's on a winner. And he's doing everything he can to contribute to it. Happy for that guy.
I'm super happy for him. Because look at what he's done and look at how he's handled himself. It's great. Hey, Alan, you're on the score.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great.
I'm going to give you a little different perspective. I live in Wisconsin, and so I have to live with Packers fans. And I have to tell you, and I'm going to bring up Wayne Larrivee, who used to broadcast, of course, for the Bears. I think he's a good announcer. But now that he's got his golden job with the Packers, he's really showing who he is. And so I heard him on the radio this morning with a station out of Milwaukee, a sports station, talking about, you know, rehashing the game from Saturday night. And you have to understand, they all, the fans, of course, which is understandable, but even the announcers, Wayne Larrivee hates you. He thinks you guys are a joke. He thinks everything with the Bears is a joke.
I know what you heard, but he, on the broadcast itself, I think that he saw the future.
Yeah,
sir.
He gave credit. He gave credit on the broadcast.
A lot of credit, and he kind of intimated that the Packers are in trouble because this dude is here and the Bears aren't going anywhere.
I will give the shout out instead to our colleague Mitch Thunder Nellis.
Hey!
Who I was on his show on Friday, then he was on our show on Friday at the Bra Stop. He was great.
We had a lot of fun with Mitch. He was a good dude.
He got my number from our mutual boss, Mitch Rosen, and texted, "Speaks, it's Thunder. Losing by a million would have felt better."
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy. Mitch.
Now, look, this is
good,
a reference
for him
that not a lot of people are going to get. But Wayne Larrivee is at the point in Starship Troopers where Neil Patrick Harris's character goes up to the animal and goes, "It's scared!" That's where they're at right now.
Oh, which is beautiful.
It really is.
There's some sound from that locker room, Lawrence. We could mix it in with our phone calls moving forward, perhaps, because they are a little bit beaten up and a little broken.
Yes, they are. We will talk about that, and we'll talk about how the Bears got here, because Ben said something early on about the Bears that so far has proven to be true. We'll share what that is next on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.